Blog Talk Radio.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus and he said to Jesus, "I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him." Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, "You perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you?" He turns back to the Father. He says, "Bring him to me." And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to play another song here. Give people a chance to get here in Bible study. Welcome to Bible study, everybody. So we're going to give everybody a chance to get in and get on tonight. And we just thank God for another opportunity that we can come here tonight to be changed and not to be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds tonight. How do we do that? The Word of God, allowing it to get in us to change us. So, amen. So, we're going to listen to another song here for those that are waiting online and give people opportunity to get on tonight and be ready to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God.
Every praise.
praise.
Every praise
is to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise
is
to our God.
Every word of worship
is one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
You all, that we are able to come together to receive all that God has for us receiving this Bible study. So I'm excited. Welcome everybody to Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. God bless everyone that's on the call today. I hope and believe that God is doing a new thing in all of you, and you all are receiving the newness, new beginnings of This year, we're still in the month of January, and God is already working miracles in our life. Amen. So God bless everyone here in Bible study here tonight. God bless you. God keep you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for one more time, Father God, that you've allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace. Father God, commanding our faith on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, as we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness and truth, Father God, we ask that, Father God, in the mighty way that you will move, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and open up the channels of our spirit to receive all that you have us receive, Lord God. We ask that you allow the scripture, Lord God, in the lesson tonight to take root and manifest in us mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for divine revelation and knowledge of your word and who you are in your word, that your word will speak to us, Lord God, your living word, Lord God, that will change us, hallelujah, that we will not be conformed but transformed by the renewing of our minds or receiving your word here on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask, Father God, for revelation and knowledge and wisdom to apply to our daily lives, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for new mercy and new grace. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're about to do in the life of those who believe and trust in you. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come believing on tonight, Lord God. But Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief. And Lord, increase our faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. To everyone on the call tonight, God bless you all. I'm going to open up your line, you all. As you know, in Bible study, we do open up your line. So if you have things going on in the background, just mute your call until you're ready to ask any questions when we open up the floor for any questions. So we're still studying tonight, you all. We're talking about deliverance and warfare. So that is our study for tonight. Sister Dilla, we can hear you, Mama. Singing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just singing the praise song. I'm sorry. I was just singing the song from the Every Day
the Until intro, Every
God.
Praise to Our God.
Every praise, hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
okay.
to God.
Hallelujah.
Every praise is to our God.
Every
hallelujah is to our God. Every praise.
Yes.
We should be always in that way of praising God and thanking God, you know, not just waiting for something great to happen or good for God's answer. But praising God no matter what the situation is or what our circumstance may be, just thanking God. Hallelujah, that it is God
thank
that kept
you,
us and saved us and not ourselves. So always being in it, just saying thank you, Father God, even when we're going through a fire, knowing that we're coming out, hallelujah, in a wealthy place, in a healthy place. Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To Sister Billings and praising, hallelujah. We should always come with praise, hallelujah, and a prayer of thanksgiving to our Father in heaven,
thank
knowing that it's already done. Amen. So we just thank God for one more time to be here. And those
thank
of you that's
you
your first time being here in Bible study with us, welcome. Welcome to Bible study. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. So tonight, you all, we're talking about deliverance, as we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. We talked about the covenant that we have with God and deliverance. And last week, we were talking about dealing with spiritual warfare and how to be delivered, how to be self-free, how to be set free. And we talked about before we closed out last Wednesday is shaking yourself free from a guilty conscience. And let's go over that a little bit before we talk about today, house cleaning. And we're going to go to the Second Kings tonight, chapter 20. We're going to start right there as we're talking about cleaning, you know, house cleaning. But before we get into that, I want to kind of go over where we stopped at on last Wednesday, where we were talking about shaking yourself free in many different situations of those things that have been plaguing our lives, our minds. Everything, you know, is fighting for our attention, our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the enemy attacks our minds and try to keep us, you know, to a part where we can't focus, you know, keep us distracted and frustrated with so many things and these attacks on our minds. So how do we set ourselves free, you know, for shaking ourselves free from so many of these things that have plagued us over years and today? So before we close our last Wednesday, and I want to slow down just a little bit because I do get excited. Welcome, Sister Trani. Welcome. I have your lines are open, you all. So when we get to the part where you want, we'll open up the floor. If you have any comments or questions, I'll let you all know when the time comes. But in the meantime, if you have your phone on mute, if you have anything going on in the background, so everybody will be able to hear the lesson. And like I said, I'm very excited about the lesson and to speak about deliverance and why it's so important. I preached about deliverance last Sunday and just being delivered and being set free. But how do you stay, you know, free? You know, you have people that go to prison and they get out and then they go back in and then they get out and they go back in. So it's the same thing as we're living, though. We're not locked up behind bars, but we're locked up in our mind and we're bound to these things and locked down to them. And how do we get free? You find yourself one moment being free and the next moment you're back in that thing, you're back depressed, you're back in fear, you're back in these places. But how do we stay free? And that's why deliverance is so important, and being delivered and being learning how to do self-deliverance. We talked about that here. So that's very important, daily deliverance. Amen. So last week we closed out, you all talking about shaking yourself free from a guilty conscience. A lot of us are dealing with guilt. We have not forgiven ourselves. So to be loose, you all, means to be forgiven and pardoned. So you have been forgiven by the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You are loose from guilt, from shame, and from condemnation. You must also be loose from the law, which is legalism. The law brings condemnation, you all, and judgment. But Jesus brings forgiveness and reconciliation. Amen. So we loose our conscience by applying the blood of Jesus by faith. Understand the key thing is by faith. You got to have that faith. Amen. So Satan uses guilt and condemnation to beat down the believers. He uses this to beat us down, you all. So believers who don't understand grace are struggling in their Christian lives. So never measuring up to the religious standards imposed upon them through legalism. So this is the law we're talking about. So to be free in your conscience state, is to have peace in your mind. You know, you hear about having peace of mind. It's nothing like having a peace of mind when things are just seem like everything is coming up on you and, you know, fighting against you. But to have peace while you're walking through, you know, dealing with that storm or whatever it is that's coming against you, it's nothing like it. The peace of God rules in your heart. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come and I loose myself from all guilt, shame, condemnation, and self-condemnation and legalism. Just like that, amen. You know, it's not about this long, drawn-out prayer, you all, to be free, but it's all about your faith and believing when you pray this prayer that you are delivered, that you are set free from having a guilty conscience. A lot of us are dealing with guilt, things that we did in the past, and I should have did it like this, and, you know, Lord, and God has already forgiven you, but you have to forgive yourself. You have to believe it to receive the forgiveness that God has already made available to us through Christ Jesus. Amen. So that's what we were talking about last Wednesday. I'm kind of just kind of going over that, recapping of that, and what to expect when receiving deliverance. We talked about that as well. We're going to go into our new lesson here about cleaning, you know, house cleaning. But I'm just kind of going over for those who are just now in. Please mute your call. Just now coming in. I heard somebody going, I don't know if you hurt yourself. God bless you. Hope you're okay. I heard it kind of like, so we hope you're all right. It must be my mama. She just, mama, put your phone on me, mama.
Sit down. You know,
these
old bones.
Oh, you sit down. God bless you. God bless you. Let me pray for my mom right quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose you right now from every spirit of infirmity, affliction, pain, discomfort right now, sickness or disease with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind health and healing. We bind freedom. We bind peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare on tonight with our faith mixed with your faith. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it shall be no other way. We thank you, Father God, for answering prayers, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. May God strengthen every bone in your body, and I speak healing to your body. I speak life. I speak life over you, in you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We know. We thank God for your transparency, Mama. Amen. So last week, y'all, we were talking about also what to expect when receiving deliverance. So for those of you all that are taking notes, so while many of us, you know, many deliverances, you all, involve obvious physical manifestations, not all, you know, not all of those react in the same manner. And just understanding that, if you're writing it down, I'm going to slow down for you a little bit here. Some spirits, you all, they leave quietly, and some and non-violently. So you may not have a strong physical reaction. We talked about this last week when receiving deliverance. Therefore, don't be disappointed if you don't receive it in this manner. So what you should expect is a release We talked about that last Wednesday. A release, you don't, you know, there is a release when oppressive force disappears, you all. Heaviness lifts off of you. Uneasiness goes away. Burden or load, it begins to lighten. It lightens up. And there is an inner sense of liberty, freedom, and divine satisfaction or contentment. So this one, you know, you've been delivered from this thing, and the joy of the Lord comes, and you are able to rejoice. And you can tell when that thing begins to lift up off of you that this is the result of deliverance. So the result of deliverance is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we find this, and it could back this up in the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 17. And when devils are cast out, the kingdom of God has come. And we see this in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 28. Again, it's Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 28. Amen. So if you were here with us on last Wednesday, we're just kind of going over that part of what we went over last Wednesday. We're talking about deliverance here. So today, you all, we're going to be talking about house cleaning. And I want to go referring to the scripture, you all, in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 through, let's go to 1 through 6. 1 through 6. Amen. Amen. If I go any further, I'll let you all know. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lead us right now. Amen. I decrease so that you, Heavenly Father, may have all the increase in me. Have your way right now. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1, in those days Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Verse 20 says, then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Verse 4 says, and it happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, verse 5, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I've seen your tears, and surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord. Verse 6 says, and I will add to your days 15 years, I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. Amen. So even looking, you know, in this chapter, we're talking about getting your house in order, you all, understanding what this means, and it's as far as deliverance and spiritual warfare. So there are times when our home has been the seat of evil and perverse activity. Sometimes dark forces may have come into our home through practices or behavior you allowed, or those that may have been forced on you. So other times they come by lingering spirits from previous residents. So it's good to do some spiritual house cleaning as the Spirit of God leads you, so you may feel a strong sense of discernment and alertness in the Spirit after going through personal deliverance at church or in any small groups you are that you're a part of. So get some anointing oil and go through your home and begin to pray scriptures that apply to the spirits. Hallelujah! Apply to the spirits that the Holy Spirit has alerted you to. So if you are a new believer, I recommend that you ask a more mature believer or deliverance minister from your church or someone you may know to come to your home and accompany you as you go through your home, expelling and uprooting these spirits. So I believe that there is a strength in numbers, you all. You know, whenever Jesus sent out the disciples, he sent them two by two because they had strength in numbers. The Bible tells that two heads is better than one. Amen? So, you all, it may be wise to have other believers join you, especially if they have been serious problems in your home. If you've been experiencing serious problems in your home, you can use any prayers that that you have through the Bible, the different prayers that you can pray. And we'll get those over to you if you need some of those prayers to pray, to be able to pray those prayers in your home. But don't do it by yourself if you're not strong enough or mature enough in the spirit to do those things so that you're not attacked. So get someone that's either a deliverance minister or someone that's just as strong in the ministry to do that with you, to cleanse your home, amen, to guide you so that you can pray specifically and come against the spirits that are in your home. This is what deliverance ministry, you all, is about. And me and my husband have been blessed with a deliverance ministry. See, some houses or apartments need to be clean of evil spirits, you all. You would do well to check secondhand, you know, secondhand cars, homes, apartments, because of the former owners in that home. They may have used what they call Ouija boards or other occultic paraphernalia, or were involved in serious bondage to sin. Then there is every reason to suspect that evil spirits could be lingering behind. Even when we moved in, there were spirits in the house we moved into, me and my husband, and we had to go in and just cleanse the whole house and go from room to room. They were in the bathroom. They were hanging out in the front, and they were hanging out in the bathroom area, and we had to do a whole house cleansing from the front to the back all the way through to get those spirits out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth so that the home is clean. You know, clean. But you have to be careful, too, of people that you allow into your home as well. So believers can enter the premises reading verses of Scripture. You are allowed in unison, and I'm just giving you how to do this. Pray for discernment and for God to reveal objects that need to be removed or destroyed. So look for such things as idols, incense, Buddhas. People like to put those Buddhas. They don't even realize, you know, what's attached to that. Or other statues and handcraft objects from, like, Africa, the Orient, other foreign countries, Ouija boards, or anything connected with astrology or horoscopes, fortune-telling materials, books or objects associated with witchcraft, good luck charms, books on cult religions or a rock or roll records and tapes, you all. I mean, and just different things like that that those spirits are attached to. In some cases, the door, lintel, and window seals should be anointed with oil. When I go in and I go clean a person out, you know, go to their house and do a cleansing, I do make sure I anoint the doorway, the window seals, every entrance into the house. Do not overlook the dark places where spirits like to hide, such as closets and attics and basements and little crawl spaces and cupboards, stuff like that. Anointing the whole house because these spirits are high in the house. And you know, just making sure when you're doing this deliverance and cleaning the house cleaning, that you're getting those places. Amen. Now, does anybody have any questions so far? I'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number. So if you have any questions, we'll be happy to receive those questions at this time. Amen. So I'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number. If not, just say amen. You don't have to feel pressure to ask any questions. Just say amen. Amen. All right. Last 4 digits, 0839. I believe that's Sister Jordan.
Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Darina.
Yes, ma'am, Pastor. Do I have them prayers that you're talking about? If not, can you send them over, please?
Absolutely. I do have a prayers from last Wednesday. I need to send over to those who need it, but text me to remind me to keep me on my feet so I can send those over to you. And if you need your house to be clean, you know, get someone. Don't go at it by yourself. Have someone.
Yes,
with
ma'am.
You. To go ahead and we'll send those over to you.
Amen.
But just text me those who I'm gonna give you my you all can write my number down and you can text me those of you all that want to receive that, and I'll email it over to you. So in the text just include your email. My number is 346-719-3349. Again, that number is 346-719-3349. Amen. Because that may be something that's attacking you. You don't realize that's in your home, that's been there and is lurking, and you can call those spirits to come out and cleanse your home. All right. Sister Dillard, do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, come clean my house.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll come do it. I do need to come to you. I do need to come to your house.
There's some of the wicked spirits over here. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Amen.
I'll come do yours, Mama. Amen. God bless you. Last 4 digits. Okay, I know this is my mother-in-law. Sister Hudson, God bless you. Welcome. You have any comments or questions? I'm sorry, maybe I got the wrong number here. Oh, no, it's Grandmother Helen. Grandmother Helen. Grandmother Helen, do you have any questions or comments?
No, just enjoying the program.
Amen.
All right, God bless you. We love you. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Hello, Grandma Helen.
That's my
Hello.
Mother, Grandma Helen. Yes, that's my husband, Grandma. We love
you. You hear y'all call my name.
Yes,
Amen.
Man, we love you. Amen. All right, Sister Connie, God bless you. Do you have any questions or comments? Sister Connie? I don't know if she have a phone on mute.
Yes, I'm still
Sister
here.
Connie?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm just receiving. Amen, amen.
Amen. God bless
amen.
You. That's what digits is. Hey, Miss Connie. that's what digits is. Your phone number is 8540. Welcome. You have any questions or comments?
No, I don't.
Is this for Kendra?
No, this is Thermina.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm good.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
All right. All right. Cousin Angie, God bless you. Welcome. Did you have any questions or comments?
No.
Angela? Okay, God bless you. Last four digits, 7740. Is that Sharon number, Sister Mackie?
Yeah.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
Hey, sister.
Amen. God bless you. We haven't heard your voice in a long time. We miss you, Amy. We love you. We wait for you to come on back.
I'm getting back slowly but surely.
All right. Amen. We praying for you.
Amen.
We praying for you. We love you. We're going to keep lifting you up. Amen. So
Amen.
We'll just continue on here. Let's talk about how to maintain your deliverance. How do I, Pastor, how do I maintain my deliverance? So let's talk about that here. Self-control is the main key, you all, to maintaining your deliverance. You must become vigilant in identifying and, you know, eradicating the area of your life that we're out of control in, an area that you're out of control in.
Yes.
And you know it better than anybody else. You know, I'm out of control when it comes to this or that. So do not go back to a lifestyle where you are easily carried away. You know, if it's drinking, if it's a certain person, you know, disorderly. So don't go back where you're, you know, easily carried away or disorderly or out of hand, rebellious, you know, uncontrollable, ungovernable, unmanageable, unruly, or undisciplined. The Holy Spirit is your compass and magnifying glass in this area. So an undisciplined lifestyle will bring you right back into bondage. So there is no lasting deliverance, you all, and freedom without discipline. So understand, I'm going to say it again, there is no lasting deliverance and freedom without discipline. You have to discipline yourself. It's very important having self-control. Telling yourself, having a talk with yourself, no, Tawanika, I'm not going to do that. No, Kaz, you know if you go here, you're going to do that. So having self-control is important because we can become out of control. So whoever has no rule over his own spirit, you all, is like a city broken down with our walls. And this is according to the scripture in Proverbs 25 and 28. Proverbs, you can write that down, Proverbs 25 and 28 says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Without walls. Amen.
Amen. Proverbs 25.
Give me just one moment, y'all. Here, my computer is doing something different in that moment. Let's see if I can fix this problem right quick. Everybody, y'all hear me pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone have any? Okay, good. Making sure I'm not moving too fast for anybody. And just, and I just want to ask, you know, anybody that's willing to, you know, kind of be transparent tonight or just saying, you know, I've been out of control. And have you been able to come out of that place? And how were you able to come out of that place? Or if you're still, you know, struggling in that area today, you're trying to figure out, Lord, I just keep going back to the same place, and I, you know, I really need help with this. Because I can, you know, I can be honest, you know, some things that, you know, that will tick you off, so, you know, Let me walk away. That's part of self-control. When you can walk away from a situation that you know if you continue on down this road, it's not going to be good for you or the other person or your life or your family, you know, being able to have that kind of control and saying, you know what, I'm going to walk away. No, I'm going to keep my mouth closed. That's self-control. Or have you found yourself in that position and that you've come out, you've been doing good for a whole week or even for a day. It's a process, you all. It's really a process of getting to that point where now that they used to take you down and take you under, that don't work no more. So the enemy has to come up with something else. Amen? So being able to have, you know, self-control is how we stay delivered, you know. And, you know, I was just seeing anybody want to volunteer.
I'll volunteer.
Go ahead, Mama.
I have one that has been taken back. My attitude, especially toward my husband, Lord Jesus, I was just so snappy around here, so it ain't funny. So I know
Amen.
I have been taken back. Before, I was like, okay, I wouldn't really say, but now, seeing like I look at him, I just get mad. God forgive me, but
Jesus.
Just a little thing to say that make me just snap. So I've been taken back, so I need to be brought back forward.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it's so important
well,
you are that we
gotta,
be trans.
Okay, go ahead. I was at the same point where she talking about when y'all know who was around here, and I couldn't stand looking at him either, but that wasn't them but Satan, and I got Satan up out of here. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it's those places and people that, you know, we do have to, you know, cut, you know, we have to detach ourselves from you all. And it's places that, you know, we know we can't go because it's going to draw us right back in, you know, into behaving that's out of control, you know, and then coming out of that place and being delivered. Now, you know, we reset ourselves. So you don't want to continue to reset ourselves over and over and over with the same old thing. You know, say you got to come up with something new because it's not working, but we have to learn how to decree and declare and speak over ourselves, you know, speak, you know, that we are victorious, you know, over our feelings and our emotions, you know, getting ahead of our emotions and not allowing our emotions to get ahead of us, and then operating according to the will of God and using the word of God, you know, to stay delivered and to stay set free, because we're going to be tempted, you know, there are going to be trials and there are going to be, you know, tribulations. There's going to be a lot of things that's going to try to come up against us to try to keep us from getting to where God has us to go. The Bible tells us that wherever the work of God is, the enemy is working too. He's trying to stop you. And some of us, we have such a high anointing and calling on our life. God, the devil knows if he gets you that, if he knows that he gets you, many people going to come down with you, you know, so if he can stop you because, you know, he know if we get Sharon, she's going to bring a multitude of people with her. Not just her, and it's the kind of thing, like, if it's going to affect you, it's going to affect so many people that look up to you, that follow you, that look for your word of encouragement, and they're watching you, you know, they're going to follow right behind you. And so the same thing with Sister Dylan as well. The enemy knows we get you, you know, it's a lot of people that follow. So if God gets you, you know that there's going to be people that's going to follow behind you, that's going to listen. So if he can get you off that road, and bring you on the other side. And you all know when we study pulling down strongholds, we know that there are two kingdoms that are operating, two invisible kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And so you got to decide. You have a choice to make. You know, you got to be, you know, have a control over your emotions and have self-control. And we can become out of control, you know, and say things. We're like, oh, my God, I just said that, Jesus. But come out of that place. You know, don't condemn yourself. That's the work of the enemy. So when you say something you don't have no business saying or doing, you know what? Go to God with it. He already knows it. Lord, help me, you know, to live the life that you called me to. I don't want to be this way. Lord, change my words, my speech, oh God. Let your words be in my mouth. I don't want to speak, you know, I want to speak blessings. Yeah, I don't want to speak cursing. I want a mouth that blessed. I don't want a mouth that cursed. I want a mouth that heals and not destroys. I want a mouth that brings life and not death, because we understand that there's power in your tongue that speaks life and death. And so just making sure that we are conscious, and you know what, I'm not going to say that. And even when we do say those things or do those things, get back up again. Don't allow the enemy to keep you there and to condemn you and make you feel guilty and shame about what you did and what you said. Get back up again. Know that you are forgiven. God has forgiven you. But you got to get to a point where you can forgive yourself, and that's when you have faith to believe that you are forgiven, and then you can walk and live in peace. Amen.
Amen. I need prayer on that because it's this one person that's probably gonna, I don't know what it is, but I need prayer because that person, I just don't like him.
Oh Jesus! Well, definitely we can pray that prayer, Sister Mackie. I'm gonna send you over some prayers that you can pray. Over yourself and over your situation so that you can be set free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So right now, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Father God, she's being transparent and she cried, Lord God, for you to help, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to be delivered and stay delivered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I decree and declare right now tonight by my faith combined with her faith that she is delivered and set free from everything that the enemy is trying to come up against her, her mind, her body, her soul, and spirit. I uproot every seed that the enemy has planted to cause confusion, to cause destruction, to cause double-mindedness, to cause you to become weak right now. I uproot those seeds with all his roots, links, and tentacles with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare that you are set free. For the Bible says the Son set you free. You are free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plant seeds of oneness, wholeness, hallelujah. I plant seeds of prosperity and blessings and favor and peace in your life right now. Father God, and we water it by faith right now. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you give the increase, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you continue to comfort her and walk with her and speak to her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray for a hedge of protection around the mind right now. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I set your soul free tonight with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, wash it through and through, oh Lord, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let peace come and be still, oh God. Let her mind not be worried or weary, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let her not be tempted by the many suffer ways and a wicked way of the enemy, hallelujah, and all its agents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, anyone that is not for her, let them be cut down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, order her steps, Father God. Oh Lord, that she will end the places that you would want her to be in and that she will be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. You just got to decree and declare over yourself and know who you are and whose you are in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you and sharing. And like I said, I'll send you over, send me your email, and I'll send you over the prayers that you can pray over yourself and in your home. Amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone tonight. I'm not going to hold you all. I'm not going to hold you all alone tonight.
I got a new phone, and I don't know how to work it.
You got a new phone?
Yeah, my daughter bought me a new phone, and I didn't never want now one of these phones anyway. But she bought me one, and I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, you got a new phone.
I'm
okay.
I'm used to my Annie.
Oh, Lord. We thank God. We go figure that phone out. You can get some time with your phone. But you are. I'm not gonna hold you off tonight. I don't want to give you off too much at one time. I just want what you learned tonight to just kind of let that, you know, resonate in your spirit and take root and manifest. So then you can, you know, you can operate, hallelujah, with self-control. And then that you can identify the thieves, hallelujah, you can make the thieves pay you back seven pence. Say, oh, no, we see what you're trying to do, but you have a control. You have authority and you have the power. And the enemy wants you to think and believe that you don't have no power and authority, but you still have power and authority. to get back in that place. And, you know, just ask God to help you and be transparent. You can go to God with everything because he already knows. And just being open and being honest and saying, Father, you know, I'm having a hard time believing that you're here and what people are saying. And God knows already, but he wants us to come to us just like you would go to your mother, your father as a child. They already know what you need. Sometimes it's just waiting for you to come and say, Mama, help me. Daddy, help me. So that's the same way that our Heavenly Father is no matter what age you are, how old you get, you can always go to your Heavenly Father and he will help you and he will send help. And understand that God works through people. He used people, you know, to help because we have the Holy Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. And so God will send you help. So don't deny the help, but ask God to give you the spirit of discernment so you can discern those who were sent by God and were sent by the enemy to deceive you, because Satan knows he'll send someone speaking and talking and looking the part, but you'll be able to identify and say, no, we know who sent you. You from the camp, but yeah, you got the outfit on, but we know what's inside of you. Amen. And so let's make sure we try the spirit by the spirit. Amen. So that we are not deceived. Because the Bible says even the elect may be fooled. So we decree and declare that we can see beyond the God will give us eyes to see beyond the natural into the supernatural and ears to hear beyond the natural into the supernatural. Amen. And we will speak according to the world, but according to the word of God. Amen. Amen, everyone. So I'm not going to hold you 7:45 unless anyone have any more questions concerning the lesson tonight. We'll pick back up next Wednesday. Like I said, I don't want to put too much on you in one night. I want you to be able to grasp that was taught on tonight and have it and be able to apply it to your life and then give it to someone else. Tell someone else about it. You know, once you get it and you have it, you know, mastered, you know, down to the scripture, now you can minister to somebody else. You don't have to be in a pulpit to minister. You don't have to be on a corner. You could be on your phone at work and take that same word that was given to you and to be able to minister to it to someone else and it be effective. Because before you can minister to someone else, you got to believe it. It's all about your belief. So once you believe it, now it can take root in you. You know, anything that we believe in, we move on it. Anything we believe in, we believe we can have it, believe it is ours, that's when we begin to move. So first believe it, and believe it, receive it, and then you can give it to someone else so that they can be set free. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number. If I know your name, I'll call your name. If you have any comments or questions before we wrap up here, please ask tonight. If you later during the week you have any questions, you come up with, write them down, and then have them ready for us on next Wednesday. I'll be happy to answer them the best that I can with all that I know. And if I don't, I will find it, the answer for you, and then I'll get back with you with the answer that we can go to scripture with. Amen. Not my word, but the word of God. Amen. God bless everyone. So I'll call your name or the last 4 digits of your phone number. If I don't know your number, I pretty much know everybody's number that's here on the line tonight, except for a couple of people. So anyway, we'll just start with Sister Dilly. Go ahead, Mother. Any questions or comments?
No comment, but I would like to invite my sister Sharon for 6 o'clock in the morning prayer. I know you don't have to be to work till 8, so you can't get up at 6 and come on with these God-fearing women in the morning.
See, you don't even know that because I don't even work tomorrow.
Amen, amen.
What you talking about?
Oh, you're off tomorrow.
Self-control, self-control. We pray for you every morning, too. We pray for you every morning. Amen.
Amen.
We want to make sure that we're giving God 10% of our day, you all. That's 2 hours and 40 minutes. You know, we can find ourselves giving 2 hours and 40 minutes to a movie, to social media. So make sure you're giving God his 10% of your day. A lot of times we look at money all the time. Giving God your 10% of your day. You know, that's your tithes, your offering, that's your time. That's important. Your talents, your gifts. Giving God that part of your time and your day. Amen. That's how you can stay in that place, too, of, you know, having self-control and being delivered is giving God your time instead of giving man money and things. I think a lot of times we're so fixated. We wake up in the morning with our mindset on making money and getting to work instead of, you know, praising God who gives us life, you know, who gives us the breath to breathe, to get up, the strength, you know, to be able to go and to work and to make money. But I want y'all to understand that God can give you everything without money. You know, we serve a God. He has a whole world of creative of all things. I just want us to have an open mind of understanding how God works and believing and standing in that place of believing and not coming out of that place. Because when we come out of that place, that's when the enemy attacks, you know. So yeah. Just be, you know, be mind conscious. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, Sister Dillon.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister. Go ahead, Sister Mackie.
Yeah, because the Lord has moved me. You know, I haven't been in service here lately because I've been working on on Saturdays and Sundays, and something happened where the Lord removed me from that. So I don't work on Saturdays and Sundays anymore where I can, you know, get back to where I'm supposed to be.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Hallelujah. And,
hallelujah. Thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Did you have any comments or questions about the study tonight, a lesson?
Oh, no, no. I received it. Thank you. And God
Amen.
Bless
God
everybody
bless
that's on this line. I thank God for
yes,
you. I
Lord.
Thank God for your husband. Thank
Amen.
God for, you know, giving you what you got to give it to
Amen.
Us, to show us.
Amen.
You know,
thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so grateful. And I say that anybody know me, I'm so grateful that God chose me, you know, to use me, that God trusts me. The Bible tells us that,
yeah.
you know, he counts like ministers worthy and faithful. And just to continue to do that, even when things try to come up against me, just continue to walk the walk that God has called me to walk. And I love it. And I'm honored and grateful that God, you know, God said, you right there, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I came on
and
in.
I
thank God for you.
I got too. I was talking to somebody on the phone, and they was like telling me that the Bible put them to sleep because the Bible is boring. And I just hung the phone up.
Oh, Lord.
If the Bible is boring to you, something is wrong with you, obviously.
Yeah, they have to learn that. They have to pray that prayer to come against those. Before
yeah,
we pray every morning. Yeah, they have to come against those spirits, you know, that sleeping spirit,
yeah.
you know, familiar spirit. So they have to come against those spirits. And if you don't know how, then you'll continue to fall asleep on the body. You'll continue to fall asleep in prayer. You'll just continue to be attacked with so many things when you're trying to pray. And if you've never been taught that you pray before you pray, so then your prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the heavenly realm. And so unless you're talking, a lot of people haven't been taught a lot of things in church. You go to church on Sunday and you get the sermon and then you leave, or they get, you know, church service, but they don't get Christ. They get church, but they don't get Christ. And if you're not getting Christ, then you're not being delivered, you're not being set free, and you're not being, you know, restored, and you're not being renewed. And so that's very important. So I thank God for the opportunity, what everything God has given me important to me to be able to give so people eyes can be open and ears can be open and even their mouths can be open to receive, to be fed. And so I thank
Amen.
God. Amen. Thank you. My Aunt Sharon, you all, it's my Aunt Sharon and my mama's baby sister, so she tried to just call out on the line.
Yeah,
so God bless you. We love you.
Vegan.
Yeah, she's an Amen. Ass. She's on the Mohegans. God bless you.
Mm.
All right, Evangelist Arvina Dudley, you have any questions or comments?
No, ma'am, thank you. Amen. And I just thank God for
Amen.
On the line. I just thank God for you and Pastor. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank God for you, too, one of our ministers on the roster. All right, Sister Jordan Adams, do you have any questions or comments?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the teaching.
Amen. We thank God for you as well. Glory to God. All right. Grandmother Helen, do you have any questions or comments? All right. Miss Connie, Sister Connie, you have any questions or comments?
No. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Last four digits of your phone number is 8540.
I don't have any questions. I just want to say thank you for just being you. Thank you for accepting God in your life, because not many people want that these days. And I want to say thank you for pushing me even when you don't realize you're pushing me. It's been many times in the past I wanted to just give up, and you would be like, no, don't do that. So I want to say thank you. That's all. Just thank you for everything.
Thank you. Amen. You know I love you. God bless you. You just keep on keeping on, and I'm going to call you when I get off this call. I want to tell you I've been meaning to get your phone number. This is Mina, right?
Oh,
Mina?
My number's still the same. This is my ministry number, but my number is still the same. I'll text you so you'll have
okay.
Okay,
good. All righty. All right, Angela.
Amen, no comment. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. God bless everyone tonight. If you are a new member of the Gospel Public Ministries, I need you all to text me over your email so I can send some information over to you. And what else did I want to tell you all? My mind's just kind of everywhere. But anyway, I thank God for everyone that is here, and I'll be sending you over those prayers, you all. And anyone that's needing their house to be cleansing, like I said, don't do it by yourself. I'd be happy to come out with schedule time and everything so that we can do that, but I can send those prayers over with you, some of the things that we can actually do over the phone as well. So my number is 346-719-3349 for you all that do not have it. And I'm going to pray tonight victory prayers as we close out here tonight. May God continue to bless you and strengthen you. May your walk become even more stronger as you go, that you will get stronger and stronger in the Lord. And don't look back. If you have to look back, take a retrospective and look where God has brought you from, and understand if God brought you this far, he's not going to leave you. He's equipping you. A lot of times we'll be in process, and just trust the process. Hallelujah. Because if God before you, who can be against you? And I stand on that all the days of my life. Also, I was telling everyone this morning on our 6 o'clock call, don't wait when God is telling you to go, and don't go if God is telling you to wait, because in the wait there is protection. And sometimes when he say go, it's to protect you as well. So make sure that you're listening. So I pray that your spiritual ears be open in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. You all trust in God with all our heart. Lean not to your own understanding, you know, because we can always end up with a misunderstanding, a misinterpretation of what, you know, what God is saying and what the Word is saying. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for one more time here tonight that you allowed us to come to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare by the word of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are transformed tonight, hallelujah, by the renewing of our minds, your word, Father God. Lord, we ask all that we learn into light, Lord God, let it take root, Father God. Let it manifest in us, Father God, that we may be able to be effective in ministry, to preach to one another, to minister to one another, Father God, that we will cause the unbeliever to ask, how can I be saved? And help the believer to step fast in their faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you, Lord God, that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power in his might against all the walls of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places, according to Ephesians 6:10-12. Oh God, we claim our victory on tonight in faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare according to Job 22:27-28 that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In his holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 God bless you all. We're here on tomorrow night in our midweek service, y'all. Join us. Invite somebody in. Invite somebody to come on in with you. And again, I thank God for you. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. And guess what? Ain't nothing love you can do about it. Just receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Today,
today, Sean Denise, it was her last day of radiation, and plus it's her birthday today. Praise the Lord.
No, but praise the Lord.
It's
yes. The word came forth that she would be delivered and healed from cancer. Yes, she sent me a message.
Yes.
So yes, we celebrate her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. God will continue to move and strengthen her. Hallelujah. She would testify to others that are going through what she has been through and let them know that God can bring you out, because we serve a God of more than enough. We serve a God that is able, hallelujah, to do all things but fail. So God bless everyone. You all have a wonderful night in the Lord. God bless you. God keep you.
Oh, I want to feel. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get